We go now to those damn hipsters of Kyle Ross. I have
what the look on Paul,
the look on Paul Belfi's face right now is awesome.
I've already gotten these on here. My as I referenced the last time around, the hipster 3D.
Why did I let them
shades,
back here?
The 3D hipster shades. I of course got these during My Bloody Valentine 3D when I went to
you
go see
that. You saw
that? I saw that. That was awesome.
Really?
That was so sweet.
Yeah. My Bloody Valentine, not coincidentally, one of the favorite groups of hipsters.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you like
that's
swirling
true.
Guitars, figures. You love Loveless, don't
all right.
you?
Well, I know you love to bury me as a hipster because of my love of LaMarcus Aldridge and my advocacy of the Portland Trail Blazers. Am I a hipster for putting over Luol Deng as one of the big rising stars in the association?
No.
Okay.
No, okay. That's not hipster because okay. I think that's about to become, I think that's going to get pushed because the Bulls, who, by the way, are the Cavs of the last 2 years and will lose in the conference finals.
Really?
Thank you very
okay.
much. He's going to start getting some love. So
right.
That's not too hipster,
right.
I think.
Here's what we got here with this, and this is why I broke this out here for tonight. Clues that you are a hipster. I want to see how many of these that you end up going with here. You graduated from a liberal arts school whose football team hasn't won a game since the Reagan administration.
That's a good one.
I can see you bashing on this next one. You frequently use the term postmodern or its commonly used variation POMO as an adjective, noun,
that's
and
hideous.
Verb.
People that do that need to be punched. All right. The gentrification, as
yeah.
I call it. It of music just
wow
just absolutely just drives me up a wall. Like people just come up with like noise pop. You mean rock
noise pop?
Noise pop. Hit the bricks, pal.
Here's the next one, and here's where the glasses come in. You carry a shoulder strap messenger bag and have at one time or another worn a pair of horn-rimmed or Elvis Costello style glasses.
David Lee Roth, with one of the finest quotes ever in rock history, he's like, you know why so many rock critics like Elvis Costello? Because they look like Elvis Costello.
This sounds like you, Kyle. You have one Republican friend who you always describe as your one Republican friend.
You know, I have many times some other friends mentioned Rick Morris as a I've always given a clarifier, a big Republican. But he's a good guy. As most of the other Republicans who eat their children. Yeah.
Your hair looks best unwashed, and you position your head on your pillow at night in a way that will really maximize your cowlicks.
That's just bizarre. Yeah. I can't speak to that.
Yeah. You own records put out by Matador, DFA, Definitive Jux, Discord, Warp, Thrill Jockey, Smells Like Records, and Drag City.
And don't forget about Fat Possum, although I like most of the groups on that group.
Well, all right, so that ends
keys,
up.
Keys, man.
That
yes. And check out, and if I could be a hipster for a second, you got to check out Yuck. You want to talk about the album of the year? Yuck.
Yuck.
By Yuck.
Yuck.
Yes.
There's the official recommendation, the hipster
wow.
album of the year.
We're 25% of the way into the year, and I don't know if you're going to have a better album than Yuck.
By Yuck.
By right. Yuck.
I'm going to look that up. If you're out
like,
there listening, Yuck by Yuck.
Here's a hipster
someone post that on
too.
My Facebook
keep it
wall.
Going.
Yeah.
If you love Dinosaur Jr., then you'll love Yuck.
I know you love Dinosaur Jr.
I do
so,
love
yeah.
Dinosaur Jr. Yes.
It,
although I hate dinosaurs.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Great show.
Dinosaurs are stupid animals. Here's
dinosaurs.
I
love dinosaurs.
Not the mama. Great show.
Oh, I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about the species.
I love the
oh,
show.
They were stupid. They got extinct.
I love
here's
the show and the species.
That were too stupid yeah. to realize that when it's warm, you walk somewhere where it's cold and vice versa.
I love
I have no interest in
big lizards. That's why they all turned into birds.
I'm all about the show and the species.
Park.
Yeah, I love them both. But I do. I do. Yeah, the show, the species, anything dinosaurs is good
oh,
to
okay.
me. Yeah.
You also had Jim Londos, right? He does your 15th greatest pro wrestler of all time.
And you're wearing 3D My Bloody Valentine
see,
glasses.
I don't know if that's hipster or if that's curmudgeon or what that is.
What? That it's too
what's
low to
curmudgeon?
That's like your bitter old man. That's the guy who, like, you know, like some of these old guys that, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, this Triple H, he doesn't even deserve to be in the top 50 or something.
Oh, that's
like
get off
my
lawn!
Back in my day,
wrestlers were wrestlers.
I thought he was accurately rated
on your list. Wait, speaking
was
of
he?
That,
okay.
would it be Hulk Hogan then who commented back in our day to Edge, we toughed it out and kept going?
Yeah. Hogan being Hogan, I guess we could say. Let me ask
those
you this.
Matches with Tugboat didn't take a lot out of you, I know.
Well, before,
don't be
yeah.
knocking on Uncle Fred, Shockmaster.
Before I'm able to take off these glasses that don't let me see that well and this hat that's making me way too hot, let me just ask you this. Hipster picks for baseball this year, like if teams that are hipster to pick and players that
didn't
are hipster to
pick. Can we do this for the NBA?
Pick.
I would love to hear that because I can't remember what I
well,
said.
Well, yeah, like if you, because you and I both picked Milwaukee to make the playoffs, so that's probably not hipster. What if
it's kind of
it's definitely hipster.
It's very trendy.
If you say Milwaukee, if you say Milwaukee's coming out of the National League, that's hipster.
Yeah, Okay. Oakland was a hipster pick.
Oakland was a real hipster pick
because, you know, they kind of had one semi-good year after just being being very obscure. That's
right.
Like, Oakland's been very obscure for a long time, which is the key. No one, you know, not a lot of people know the A's players. They've got a great pitching staff, obviously, but the A's were my hipster pick. I have them winning the West. Have them winning a playoff series, but the A's are the Kyle Ross 2011
MLB
hipster pick.
Are the Rays legit or are the Rays a hipster pick?
Well, the Rays stink.
Are they?
I think the Rays are going to come back. I think
I picked them for fourth before the year.
Really?
Under 500.
Now, let me ask you this.
What about the Indians?
Jay Bruce.
Okay, you want to know a hipster pick? People think the Indians are going to be out of Central.
Yeah,
hit the grog shop, pal.
Let me ask you this. Jay Bruce as a post-hype MVP pick in the National League. Hipster?
Yeah, keep the glasses on, buddy. Okay. You thought LaMarcus Aldridge is justified of getting that all-NBA talk. He just plays in a hipster city and has no chance of winning.